It's like a sigh of relief for Pakistan in terms of the problems the government here had with the ousted government in Kabul. The relationship was very tense, and Pakistan kept accusing the then government that it was together with India was creating problems, and they were nurturing anti-Pakistan militants on the Afghan soils to create security challenges for Pakistan. So at least there is a relief that now a government is in place, or an administration in place in Kabul, which is obviously friendly for reasons that many of the Taliban leaders who lived here among the Afghan refugee population in Pakistan, orchestrating or planning the insurgent activities across the border in Afghanistan against US-led foreign forces and Afghan forces. So that an expectation in Pakistan is sort of support that was given to the Taliban, that it will be reciprocated by the Taliban now, that at least there will be no illegal activity out of Afghan soil against Pakistan. This is what is being expected.
Ayaz, there are reports that the Taliban gave assurances to the Interior Minister of Pakistan. Can you speak to what these assurances are and what is in it for Pakistan?
Although the Interior Minister of Pakistan has not spoken about the kind of assurances Taliban have given to Pakistan, he made just a general statement at a news conference today. But what Voice of America was able to find out a few days ago is that the Afghan Taliban have created a three-member high-level commission in Afghanistan, which has been tasked to go and talk to the anti-Pakistan militants who are basically working under the umbrella of this outlawed organization called the Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, which is commonly known as Pakistani Taliban. So the Afghan Taliban Commission, three-member commission, is now talking to the Pakistani Taliban on Afghan soil, who have been sheltering there for years, to persuade them to lay their arms and go back to Pakistan and reconcile with the government there so that there is no violence and that Afghan soil is not used by them anymore for attacks against Pakistan. So it is a significant development, because this high-level commission that we know is working to help Pakistan overcome this militant threat is quite influential. And if the Afghan Taliban fail to deliver on their commitment of reining in or preventing these terrorist groups from operating out of Afghanistan, then that will raise questions about the Taliban's commitment that they have given to the United States in the peace agreement that the two signed last year, which obviously led to the withdrawal of American forces. And in that agreement, the Taliban have promised that no transnational terrorist group will be allowed to use Afghanistan for international terrorism against the United States, its allies, or against the neighboring countries.